It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sirianni, before we got off in like the whole tangent on him, Sirianni was asked in his pre-practice press conference, what player has really stood out for him. And at first he was kind of like, oh, I don't know if I want to. And then he was like, you know what? I will say. And he said, Quez Watkins has been a player that of everyone at camp has really stood out so far. I keep saying camp at OTAs. And he said, he said, people inside the building have always believed in Quez. So much to the point that they went and signed a receiver to compete
with
him. You know, people in the building believe in Quez, but he said that you can tell Quez knows people are doubting him. And Quez was honest about the fact he took a step back last year. I thought Quez had a first good day when I saw him last time. This time around, there was a pass from Hurts that went his way. I couldn't tell if maybe he ran the wrong way or whatever, but it fell incomplete. But Sirianni really gave Quez a lot of praise. And he said how he's handling it is very impressive. How he's looked at practice has been very impressive. So Quez is going to make the team unless they trade him. They're not going to cut Quez. But if you're someone, and I know you're not, but if you're somebody that has reached Aguilar levels with just get him off the team, I don't want to see him, I think they're really going to give him a chance. So
nice. I mean, yeah. I'm fine with that. I don't hate Quez the same way a lot of people do.
Yeah, I think Quez is likable too.
I think you could do a lot worse as a third receiver. He just had some really bad moments last year. But look, we'll see. I'm fine with it.
Sirianni was also asked about DeAndre Hopkins, and he said the obligatory, I love my room, talked about AJ, Devontae, like having leaders in that room. And he said, but of course, Howie's always going to look to upgrade, so. I don't think they're going to sign him. But
no, but that's interesting. And it is interesting that he's still out there and all that. All right. What was your other takeaway? I thought you had one more takeaway. No? Okay, good.
Well, it was Barnett. It was Quez.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was Quez Barnett. Okay, well, then let me – I have a question for you because I saw your tweet on this, and I don't think I agree with you, but I want to let you make your case. We just spoke about DeAndre Hopkins. Obviously, that was brought up when he was released. Pretty high profile release today, Dalvin Cook.
Oh, yes.
The Vikings. And I saw your tweet. So make the case.
Well, first of all, like we can disagree if Dalvin is better than the running backs on the roster. Frankly, I think it's insane to think anyone on the roster is better or has had a better career. But I was floored at the reaction to that tweet. People, sometimes when I tweet something, I know people are going to be mad about it. This one, I thought people would be. Yes, go get Dalvin Cook. He's really good. I mean, the Eagles running back room, I think, is in a good place right now. We talked about this on the last pod. I think even Trey Sermon is a really good number five running back. I think Swift is a really good, you know, starting type running back. I like all the running backs. Dude, Dalvin Cook has had 60-something touchdowns in his career. He is incredibly explosive after the catch. He is great in the passing game. He stays healthy despite the perception he doesn't. He's played, I think, 13 plus games each of the last 4 years. So I'm not saying they definitely have to go get him. And I understand it would complicate things because if you bring him in, who are you cutting? Because you're cutting someone more than Trey Sermon then, because you're not carrying five runs.
No, no, absolutely not. So yeah.
I'm not saying go get him, but he is a more better reliable option than Rashad Penny. Doesn't mean Penny can't outplay him this year if Penny stays healthy. But if I said to you, James, who do you think is more, like if you had to bet a significant amount of money on who will get 1,000 yards in this Eagles offense, I think the answer is very clearly Dalvin Cook of anybody on the roster.
Yeah, look, I think I agree with that. I think that I think Dalvin Cook, the best of Dalvin Cook is behind him. I had him on my fantasy team last year, one of my two teams. Amazing fantasy season for your boy last year. As soon as I stopped,
well, generally, I mean, he's a good player.
As soon as I stopped, no, but he was, what I was going to say is that was my one team that he wasn't that great for me, you know, like, but regardless, like as soon as I stopped caring about fantasy, I have a great year.
That's, yeah. Like a man.
Most obvious thing. Exactly. Like just gamble like a man.
Yeah.
But I was disappointed in him last year on a game to game basis as a fantasy owner of his, and obviously watching more of him because of that and all that. Mm-hmm. But so look, he's going to be 28 in August. He's got a lot of miles on him. So it all depends on price. If he wants to come here and play for $2 million, like sure, I'd sign Dalvin Cook. But if it's going to be $5 to $7 million, I don't think I would, you know, I think I would save that money for other options, whether it's the Linval Joseph Sue type thing or those type of moves where, or if a defensive player I can trade for becomes available but costs a little more, like I think it's not enough of a need for me. And especially as someone, I know he has to stay healthy, but especially I would say if you told me both guys will stay healthy all season, I would take Rashad Penny right now. Like I would.
That's a major if. And I know we do.
It's a likely not. I'm just using it to illustrate a point of that. I think Penny is pound for pound a more talented guy right at this moment in their careers. But I definitely think Dalvin Cook is probably they're probably similar in terms of pure talent, just ability. But again, Cook is way more like a sale. He does have a lot more miles on the tire and stuff. For me, it's just, it's not enough of a concern for me. I'm excited about Swift to see what he brings. I'm excited about Penny if he gets healthy, which I'm not expecting.
Well, but let me ask you this. So obviously if they brought in Cook, you know, they're not going to cut. First of all, I don't think they're going to bring in Cook. And let's say they gave him 1 year, $7 million, a contract you wouldn't like. My guess, the cap hit for him will be, you know, $1.5 million and he'll stretch that bad boy out. So I wouldn't consider money when it comes to this, barring him getting some insane deal, which I don't think he's going to get considering nobody traded for him. But like, and I like Boston Scott, but I don't know, man, like if Dalvin actually wants to come here and thinks he can regain his value and all that. Well, I mean, a trio of him, Swift and Penny would be not only complimentary of each other, but an extremely good running back trio. I mean, and then you have Gainwell too, whatever you want to make of him at this point.
Well, so yeah, poor Boston.
Well, no, I'm saying maybe they, like, if they
were. They would cut one of the two, is my point. You're just assuming it's Boston. It could be.
They
might cut Boston before Gainwell, though, is my point. I don't think so,
I don't even think it's a question.
They pay Boston more money, like, you know.
Yeah, but Kenny Gainwell is a third-year rookie they really like. I don't.
Yeah, but that means he's getting paid in a year. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't think it's a lock. I think they really like Boston Scott for the role that he is. But look, especially now with Swift, like Swift's your pass catching guy. Like Gainwell is not anymore. You know, it's going to be Swift in those situations.
Right.
So, I don't know. I lean no, but I'm also not. I'm not like vehemently pounding the table. But I would lean no.
And the last thing I'll say is people will say, well, with DeAndre Hopkins, you didn't want to bring in too much talent because of the touches and all that stuff. And there's some comparisons to that with Dalvin, but there's also the comparison of like, what are we doing here? Dalvin is still a very good running back. The Eagles are going to have to win with offense because that's how you win in the NFL. If Dalvin wants to come here, I mean, it would be hard for me to say no to that.